Voters in Atlanta elect a new mayor tomorrow. It's a tough time for the city. There's a budget crisis, and the current mayor, Bill Campbell, is under investigation for allegedly taking illegal campaign contributions. During the last few weeks of the campaign, race has emerged as an issue, even though all three major candidates are black. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
For weeks now, one of the top three candidates, Shirley Franklin, has been on the attack. She's had the help of a number of big-name Atlanta politicians, among them former Atlanta Mayor Maynard Jackson. Franklin is running radio ads that portray challenger Rob Pitts as a traitor to the Democratic Party. In this spot, Maynard Jackson doesn't outwardly call Pitts a racist. Instead, he accuses Pitts of being a Republican.
Rob Pitts has supported the last four conservative Republican candidates for president against our Democratic nominees. In fact, remember ultra-conservative Republican Guy Milner, who ran for Georgia governor twice, including against Democrat Roy Barnes. Republican Guy Milner wanted to destroy affirmative action and keep the old Confederate Georgia flag.
There is no real front runner because no independent polls have been taken, but Franklin has raised the most money. Although the mayor's race is nonpartisan, Franklin, who was city manager under both Maynard Jackson and Andrew Young, continues to talk about party affiliation.
I've supported strong Democratic candidates for governor and senator and Congress all of my life. I have not shied away from that in this campaign. However, Mr. Pitts has been a strong supporter of some of the more conservative Republicans in the state, and that is information that the voters deserve to know.
Rob Pitts is the city council president. He describes himself as an independent and focuses on his 24 years of experience as an elected official. Pitts says the attacks on his character are just plain wrong.
And I can take what they throw at me, but it's very disappointing, though, to have her campaign to say things that are obvious lies about me that they know are untrue, that they know are lies.
Pitts says his opponents have also begun what he calls a whisper campaign about his interracial marriage. The race issue is more subtle this year, says Michael Rich, political scientist at Emory University, but there's no question it exists.
Rob Pitts's wife is white, and there were some murmurings apparently overheard in one of these forums in a church or whatever, where some people were saying, what would we like to have a white first lady in Atlanta? And, you know, it's kind of creeped into some of the commentary and discussion that way. So it's an undercurrent that's out there.
Among the significant issues facing Atlanta are the shortage of police officers, providing affordable housing, and figuring out how to deal with the city's $45 million budget crisis. That's why the third major candidate, economics professor Gloria Bramell Tinubu, says the issue of race should be irrelevant.
Surely we've got enough issues to talk about. We are in financial distress as a city. Our infrastructure is crumbling. We are being faced to deal with issues of potential terrorist acts. To talk about race in that context is just meaningless. And in my mind, it's an attempt to not discuss the issues.
Analysts say bringing up race and party affiliation is one way for the candidates to distinguish themselves. William Boone, a political scientist at Clark Atlanta University, says African Americans in the South have long tried to position themselves as the candidate with the stronger ties to the civil rights movement and therefore the best candidate.
The context of this is not as you would consider black and white, but in terms of how one's credentials are established. How do you establish your credentials here in terms of being more amenable to the black community, especially when the candidates are fairly close on the issues?
The candidates have all tried to distance themselves from current Mayor Bill Campbell and the constant reports of alleged mismanagement and corruption at City Hall. All of this turmoil has left many voters undecided about who is best to handle the tough questions about the city's future. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.